Section 1. Listening. This section of the test has three parts. You will hear three recordings which you will listen to twice. While listening, answer the questions in the appropriate part of the test. Follow the instructions. When answering questions in the first and second part, use the answer sheet labelled with a cross. When answering questions in the third part, use the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now prepare the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Part 1. An interview with a University of Richmond student. You will hear an interview with Lindsay Graham, a student at the University of Richmond in Richmond. For the following statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 1. You will hear an interview with Lindsay Graham, a student at the University of Richmond in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Lindsay is a second-year student at the University of Richmond. I'm curious to know how Lindsay perceives her school. Hi, Lindsay. What attracted you to the University of Richmond, and what made you decide to apply?
The beauty of this school is unbelievable. It is on 350 rolling acres with a lake, tall pine trees and flowers, and red brick Georgian architecture. The people are so nice and friendly and from all over the country. I love the idea of Southern hospitality. When I took a campus tour, I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else. My instinctive feeling actually played a major role in my decision to apply.
There are 2,950 undergraduate students. 92% live on campus for all 4 years. How has that affected you as a student?
The school's small size has a positive effect, mainly because of the student-to-professor ratio. There are fewer students in classes, which means more one-on-one time with professors. At the University of Richmond, you are more than just a number to your professors. You are a name. You know more people, so you feel secure and you know your surroundings.
What are Richmond's best and worst qualities?
Richmond is beautiful, as I said, and the interaction between professors and students is phenomenal. The dorm rooms are great, spacious, comfortable and clean. Even eating at Richmond is good. The downside is that the University of Richmond is pretty far from a major city. Students sometimes feel isolated and joke about it by saying that we live in the Richmond bubble. What I mean is the college campus isn't the real world, in the sense that we seem to be untouched by what's happening off campus.
How is college different from high school?
College is totally different from high school because you are on your own. I cannot stress enough the idea of learning independence. You discover so much about yourself. No one is there to walk you to class. You need to motivate yourself because there is no one to make you do your schoolwork, set your schedule, get to class on time. You gain a better sense of yourself and find yourself maturing when you are away from home.
Tell me more about the professors.
The professors are absolutely brilliant. Since I am majoring in business, I am aware that the professors have various certificates, including MBA, Master in Business Administration, and PhDs. The professors have had careers in business before teaching here. They truly care about students.
How would you classify the University of Richmond? For example, is it a party school?
Work hard and play hard would be the Richmond motto. Studies are taken very seriously during the week. Everyone goes to class, studies and works really hard. By the time Thursday rolls around, everyone begins to relax and goes out and has a great time. The curriculum here is hard and requires a lot of hours of study. You will receive an amazing education here, but you have to be willing to put in a lot of effort.
What would you recommend to those still in high school planning to attend a four-year college?
I would definitely tour any schools you have in mind and, if possible, spend a weekend as a prospective student. At the college, someone will host you, which means you will go to class with them, live in their dorm and eat with them. You can follow the student around as if you were his or her shadow. I believe this is crucial in making your final decision because you can actually see what college life is like. And one more thing, remember to work hard in school, get involved in school activities, be a well-rounded person.
Now listen again. You will hear an interview with Lindsay Graham, a student at the University of Richmond in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Lindsay is a second-year student at the University of Richmond. I'm curious to know how Lindsay perceives her school. Hi, Lindsay. What attracted you to the University of Richmond, and what made you decide to apply?
The beauty of this school is unbelievable. It is on 350 rolling acres with a lake, tall pine trees and flowers, and red brick Georgian architecture. The people are so nice and friendly and from all over the country. I love the idea of Southern hospitality. When I took a campus tour, I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else. My instinctive feeling actually played a major role in my decision to apply.
There are 2,950 undergraduate students. 92% live on campus for all 4 years. How has that affected you as a student?
The school's small size has a positive effect, mainly because of the student-to-professor ratio. There are fewer students in classes, which means more one-on-one time with professors. At the University of Richmond, you are more than just a number to your professors. You are a name. You know more people, so you feel secure, and you know your surroundings.
What are Richmond's best and worst qualities?
Richmond is beautiful, as I said. And the interaction between professors and students is phenomenal. The dorm rooms are great, spacious, comfortable and clean. Even eating at Richmond is good. The downside is that the University of Richmond is pretty far from a major city. Students sometimes feel isolated and joke about it by saying that we live in the Richmond bubble. What I mean is the college campus isn't the real world, in the sense that we seem to be untouched by what's happening off campus.
How is college different from high school?
College is totally different from high school because you are on your own. I cannot stress enough the idea of learning independence. You discover so much about yourself. No one is there to walk you to class. You need to motivate yourself because there is no one to make you do your schoolwork, set your schedule, get to class on time. You gain a better sense of yourself and find yourself maturing when you are away from home.
Tell me more about the professors.
The professors are absolutely brilliant. Since I am majoring in business, I am aware that the professors have various certificates, including MBA, Master in Business Administration, and PhDs. The professors have had careers in business before teaching here. They truly care about students.
How would you classify the University of Richmond? For example, is it a party school?
Work hard and play hard would be the Richmond motto. Studies are taken very seriously during the week. Everyone goes to class, studies and works really hard. By the time Thursday rolls around, everyone begins to relax and goes out and has a great time. The curriculum here is hard and requires a lot of hours of study. You will receive an amazing education here, but you have to be willing to put in a lot of effort.
What would you recommend to those still in high school planning to attend a four-year college?
I would definitely tour any schools you have in mind and, if possible, spend a weekend as a prospective student. At the college, someone will host you, which means you will go to class with them, live in their dorm and eat with them. You can follow the student around as if you were his or her shadow. I believe this is crucial in making your final decision because you can actually see what college life is like. And one more thing, remember to work hard in school, get involved in school activities, be a well-rounded person.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Part 2. Hilary Earhart Duff. You will hear some facts from the early life and career of an American actress and singer, Hilary Earhart Duff. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part two.
Hilary Earhart Duff, born in 1987, is an American actress and pop music singer. After gaining prominence in the television show Lizzie McGuire, she's gone on to a film career. Duff has also launched a successful music career that has yielded 3 number one albums in the U.S. Duff was born in Houston, Texas, as the second child of Robert Earhart Duff, owner of a chain of convenience stores, and his wife Susan Colleen Cobb, a homemaker. After Hillary's mother encouraged her to take an acting class alongside her older sister, Haley Duff, both girls won parts in various local theater productions. The siblings became more and more enthusiastic about the idea of acting professionally, and they eventually relocated to California with their mother. Bob Duff stayed at the family home in Houston to carry on the business. Most of Duff's first few acting roles were small, starting off with an uncredited appearance in Hallmark Entertainment's Western miniseries True Women of 1977, an adaptation of the novel by Janice Woods Windel. Her first major part was as the star of the 1998 film Casper Meets Wendy, who encounters the animated character Casper. Duff later appeared in a supporting role in the television movie The Soul Collector in 1999, which was based on a Kathleen Kane novel and starred Bruce Greenwood as an angel who helps out a female farmer whose husband has recently died. Duff ended up winning a Young Artist Award for Best Performance in a TV movie or pilot. Duff's first serious shot at fame came when she was cast as one of the children in the pilot episode of the NBC sitcom Daddy-O of 2000. Michael Chiklis, a star of Daddy-O, said about his colleague Young Duff, "This young girl is going to be a movie star. She was completely at ease with herself and comfortable in her own skin." Lizzie McGuire, which first aired on the Disney Channel in January 2001, drawing in 2.3 million viewers per episode, became the career breakthrough Duff had been waiting for. Her performance in this role as a typical teenager led to appearances on the covers of many teen magazines, and she became highly popular among children between the ages of 7 and 14. Duff's second role in a theatrical promotion picture was in Human Nature, an independent film released in most countries in 2002 following a good reception at the Cannes and Sundance Film Festivals. Written by Charlie Kaufman and directed by Michael Gondry, the film follows a female naturalist played by Patricia Arquette. Duff played the younger version of Arquette's character. In 2004, she appeared in the romantic comedy A Cinderella Story, a 21st century update of Charles Perrault's fairy tale Cinderella. Comedienne Jennifer Coolidge played the wicked stepmother in this picture, which was directed by Mark Rossman, a veteran of Duff's Lizzie McGuire. The film became a modest sleeper hit, and many critics were impressed by Duff's performance, as well as her chemistry with co-star Chad Michael Murray, another actor popular with teens, who played Duff's love interest in the film.
Now listen again.
Hillary Earhart Duff, born in 1987, is an American actress and pop music singer. After gaining prominence in the television show Lizzie McGuire, she's gone on to a film career. Duff has also launched a successful music career that has yielded 3 number-one albums in the U.S. Duff was born in Houston, Texas, as the second child of Robert Earhart Duff, owner of a chain of convenience stores, and his wife Susan Colleen Cobb, a homemaker. After Hillary's mother encouraged her to take an acting class alongside her older sister, Haley Duff, both girls won parts in various local theater productions. The siblings became more and more enthusiastic about the idea of acting professionally, and they eventually relocated to California with their mother. Bob Duff stayed at the family home in Houston to carry on the business. Most of Duff's first few acting roles were small, starting off with an uncredited appearance in Hallmark Entertainment's Western miniseries True Women of 1977, an adaptation of the novel by Janice Woods Windel. Her first major part was as the star of the 1998 film Casper Meets Wendy, who encounters the animated character Casper. Duff later appeared in a supporting role in the television movie The Soul Collector in 1999, which was based on a Kathleen Kane novel and starred Bruce Greenwood as an angel who helps out a female farmer whose husband has recently died. Duff ended up winning a Young Artist Award for Best Performance in a TV movie or pilot. Duff's first serious shot at fame came when she was cast as one of the children in the pilot episode of the NBC sitcom Daddy-O of 2000. Michael Chiklis, a star of Daddy-O, said about his colleague Young Duff, "This young girl is going to be a movie star. She was completely at ease with herself and comfortable in her own skin." Lizzie McGuire, which first aired on the Disney Channel in January 2001, drawing in 2.3 million viewers per episode, became the career breakthrough Duff had been waiting for. Her performance in this role as a typical teenager led to appearances on the covers of many teen magazines, and she became highly popular among children between the ages of 7 and 14. Duff's second role in a theatrical promotion picture was in Human Nature, an independent film released in most countries in 2002 following a good reception at the Cannes and Sundance Film Festivals. Written by Charlie Kaufman and directed by Michael Gondry, the film follows a female naturalist played by Patricia Arquette. Duff played the younger version of Arquette's character. In 2004, she appeared in the romantic comedy A Cinderella Story, a 21st century update of Charles Perrault's fairy tale Cinderella. Comedienne Jennifer Coolidge played the wicked stepmother in this picture, which was directed by Mark Rossman, a veteran of Duff's Lizzie McGuire. The film became a modest sleeper hit, and many critics were impressed by Duff's performance, as well as her chemistry with co-star Chad Michael Murray, another actor popular with teens, who played Duff's love interest in the film.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Now look at part 3. For part 3, you will need the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Please find and prepare it. Part 3. 6 money tips for young people. You will hear a recording in which an economist explains how important it is to manage money wisely. You will hear 6 tips. Below, you can read summaries of this information, 14 to 20, which are in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing a number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 3. An experienced economist explains how important it is for young people to manage their money wisely. It is too easy to get buried in debt, and it seems almost impossible to get out of it. So let's hear the following helpful tips which will help you keep your money safe. Tip number 1. You will see this tip on any blog you read, and there's a good reason for that. Make sure you actually write down your budget and prioritize everything. This may help you keep from dipping into your cash or your savings account. Another tip you can try is to over-budget if you can. This way, if something unexpected happens, you won't have to go over your budget. But if there are no surprises, then you have extra money left over. Tip number 2. It's very important to have an account for emergencies. I was always taught to try and save up at least 3 months' worth of pay, just in case you lose your job or have to take time off. I understand it's hard just to put away that much money all at once, but a little money here and there can really add up. One easy way to build your savings is to have an automatic transfer set up from your current account to your savings. Tip number 3. Credit is such a powerful tool to use in the financial world and can really help you when purchasing a new vehicle or home. Yet it can be fatal for your finances. In today's world, they make it too easy for people to get a credit card or some kind of buy now, pay later deal. While it may sound like a good idea at the time, it is what really hurts people a couple of years later. People think they have all the money in the world and swipe that card like they will never have to pay it back, when, in reality, they do have to pay it all back plus interest. Tip number 4. Try to keep your cost of living below how much money you actually make. Suze Orman, a financial guru, also suggests cutting your spending by 10%. By doing this, you will end up with extra money at the end of the month, even after all your bills have been paid. This also means that if you get a promotion or a pay rise at your job, you should try to continue to live the way you have been before. If you unnecessarily increase your cost of living and you lose your promotion or pay rise, you just might not be able to afford everything anymore. Tip number 5. Even though you are young, you can open one of the retirement accounts designed to meet your income and lifestyle needs. If you start putting money into such accounts while you are still in your 20s, you will have contributed more money overall than you would have if you started in your 30s or 40s. This also means that the period of your life after retiring from work will become the period in which you would be able to collect interest and make even more money. Tip number 6. Health insurance is a must. If you don't get it through your employer, you should try and get it from somewhere else. According to a survey, 2 out of 5 adults between the ages of 19 to 29 were without health insurance. 60% of those claimed they did not need health care because of their inability to pay. If you have some sort of cover, you can drastically reduce the cost of medical bills and keep yourself out of debt in the unfortunate event that you need to seek medical care. Now listen again. An experienced economist explains how important it is for young people to manage their money wisely. It is too easy to get buried in debt, and it seems almost impossible to get out of it. So let's hear the following helpful tips which will help you keep your money safe. Tip number 1. You will see this tip on any blog you read, and there's a good reason for that. Make sure you actually write down your budget and prioritize everything. This may help you keep from dipping into your cash or your savings account. Another tip you can try is to over-budget if you can. This way, if something unexpected happens, you won't have to go over your budget, but if there are no surprises, then you have extra money left over. Tip number 2. It's very important to have an account for emergencies. I was always taught to try and save up at least 3 months' worth of pay, just in case you lose your job or have to take time off. I understand it's hard just to put away that much money all at once, but a little money here and there can really add up. One easy way to build your savings is to have an automatic transfer set up from your current account to your savings. Tip number 3. Credit is such a powerful tool to use in the financial world and can really help you when purchasing a new vehicle or home. Yet it can be fatal for your finances. In today's world, they make it too easy for people to get a credit card or some kind of buy now, pay later deal. While it may sound like a good idea at the time, it is what really hurts people a couple of years later. People think they have all the money in the world and swipe that card like they will never have to pay it back, when in reality they do have to pay it all back plus interest. Tip number 4. Try to keep your cost of living below how much money you actually make. Suze Orman, a financial guru, also suggests cutting your spending by 10%. By doing this, you will end up with extra money at the end of the month, even after all your bills have been paid. This also means that if you get a promotion or a pay rise at your job, you should try to continue to live the way you have been before. If you unnecessarily increase your cost of living and you lose your promotion or pay rise, you just might not be able to afford everything anymore. Tip number 5. Even though you are young, you can open one of the retirement accounts designed to meet your income and lifestyle needs. If you start putting money into such accounts while you're still in your 20s, you will have contributed more money overall than you would have if you started in your 30s or 40s. This also means that the period of your life after retiring from work will become the period in which you would be able to collect interest and make even more money. Tip number 6. Health insurance is a must. If you don't get it through your employer, you should try and get it from somewhere else. According to a survey, 2 out of 5 adults between the ages of 19 to 29 were without health insurance. 60% of those claimed they did not need health care because of their inability to pay. If you have some sort of cover, you can drastically reduce the cost of medical bills and keep yourself out of debt in the unfortunate event that you need to seek medical care. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.